It's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Will.
Hello, Hug.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What a hug. What's going on?
You got one, too? I just got mine in the move. A happy hump day, first of the Monday, y'all.
What up, man?
I had to take it off so I could talk, Jay.
Yeah.
Can y'all believe it's October? I mean, October just jumped over September's fifth and bypassed Secret Service and walked right in the door, y'all. Speaking of Secret Service making me nervous, did y'all see the hearing they had with the director of U.S. Secret Service, Julia Pearson?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sybil, they grilled her so bad she looked like Roger Goodell with a wig. Basically, the House Committee said her team has too many breaches and compromise of the president's safety. And not only are mofo jumping out the gate and her boys responding late, but she said she only briefed the president one time in 2014, and that's when the intruder was in the building. But another incident happened 3 days before, the White House leapfrog incident, where a private security contractor with a gun shared the elevator with the president and his crew, Sybil. At this point, the president's going to have to start walking around the White House with a Rottweiler like Nino Brown. Somebody asked me to be relieved of their Secret Services, Sybil. They're not. They're a bunch of mall cops protecting a kiosk. They're punk creatures. Yep. Hey, Tom, Sybil, Jay, I think I found a solution to the Secret Service problem.
What?
They need to move a white neighbor on one side of the White House and an elderly black woman on the other side. Between these two, ain't nothing going to get past them, Sybil. Oh, yeah, they'll let you know who came by, what town, what they were wearing, who they had with them, who they haven't seen before, who jumped the gate, what Secret Service was sleeping, what pizza place delivers. Jay, nothing as detailed as a nosy neighbor. Ooh, a nosy neighbor said, you know, he jumped over that fence and ran right across there where the president and Joe Biden was drinking a Blue Moon beer the other day. And not too far from the Easter egg roll, I thingamajigger. And it looked like he had a knife in his hand, because I got that same knife off the QVC Martha Stewart collection after she got out of jail. Matter of fact, I haven't seen that knife in a long time. That might be my knife. Hey, y'all, I might as well keep on talking like an old woman. You know Michael Phelps, that funny-looking boy that swim? Well, he got locked up again for drinking and driving. Y'all remember he got caught in that picture smoking that reefer out that gong? Anyway, it happened down in Beatmore, and I sure hope he wasn't drinking none of that rice wine. That boy was doing mighty fine at first. I call him the man from Atlantis or the incredible Mr. Limpet. Hell, the only time he ain't in trouble is when he's in the pool. Hell, that's all he need to do is swim. That's when he's doing good, the damn alcoholic box troll.